voters would have to show either a driver's license, state picture ID, or military ID to cast their vote. Republicans say that safeguard will help prevent fraud and make sure that legitimate ballots are not canceled out by illegal ones. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Judy Robson of Beloit says the problem with the plan is that it will discourage seniors, disabled people, and others from voting. She says these groups normally support her party.
That's meant to suppress Democrat votes. That's what this bill is about. It's not about increasing votes. It's not about improving the integrity of voting. It's all about suppressing Democrat votes.
But Sheboygan GOP sponsor Joe Lieblum says the law would be applied evenly. He says if people don't have an up-to-date ID, they could still cast a provisional ballot. All they'd have to do to make it count is pick up an ID and bring it back to the polling place anytime on Election Day or the day after. The state would even pick up the cost of new IDs.
There is no reason why a citizen of this state cannot obtain a state-issued photo ID so that they can continue to participate in our great election process here in Wisconsin.
The measure is similar to a plan Governor Jim Doyle vetoed last year. He said he'll veto this plan as well. The governor instead wants the state to require more training for poll workers. He also wants a new statewide registration list to include the names of felons so poll workers can be on the lookout for possible ineligible voters. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.